All right, well, I'll turn it over to my lovely wife.
Good morning. I'm going to get us started with our report of the mission trip. And before I do, I just want to say thank you to the church for being so faithful in fundraising for this trip. It was really amazing. The project funds that we had to raise were substantial, and we didn't have to ask for any extra money from anybody going on the trip to cover those. You guys cover those completely with through the fundraising, so you should give yourselves a round of applause for that. All right, well, we had 17 people in our group go to Costa Rica 2 weeks ago. We went through the Nazarene Mission Organization called Encuentro, which means encounter. Our group served in the North District in Costa Rica. There's a North District and a Central District, and we were on the North, where over 250 people from different churches also came to serve. Six of the people in our group served on the medical team, including Molly, who offered free haircuts. The medical team traveled to four different churches throughout the week and put on health screening clinics. The rest of our group served at the Barrio Church. They were paired with a church from Toledo. And in general, our groups did a lot of painting. They repaired a wall. We even had somebody do some welding, which is pretty amazing, and helped put on a VBS. The first Sunday we were there, we also were able to attend the church that we were serving in and do Sunday service with them and share a meal with them. We were able to build relationships with members of that church and the church we served with, and also grow a lot closer throughout the week as a team. The goal of Encuentro is not only to make an impact by serving in these communities in Costa Rica, the goal is also to cultivate an environment where you are able to hear God's calling on your life. Each morning, we had a worship service all together, so over 250 people gathered to worship, and then we would go out and serve. We ended the week by asking ourselves two questions. Where have you seen God this week, and what is God calling you to? And hopefully you'll hear from individuals on the team who share their experiences and maybe answer those questions. In a few minutes, you'll get to hear from them. We're going to watch a short video kind of sharing our experiences. But before we watch that, I want to give you guys an opportunity to ask yourself those same questions. I want to create an environment today where you might be able to encounter God. God is not going to waste a circumstance, and that's something that I learned on the trip. He will use every circumstance to either bring you closer to him, teach you to be more like him, or bring others closer to him. The book of Ephesians has come up a lot for me this summer, and I even taught part of Ephesians in VBS, and so I want to just share a little bit from Ephesians 3. This is starting with verse 7, and it's in the message, so it might not match exactly what you have on hand, but I just want you to listen to Paul as he writes this letter to the Ephesians, and he's writing it from prison, and just be encouraged, okay? This is my life work, helping people understand and respond to this message. It came as a sheer gift to me, a real surprise, God handling all the details. When it came to presenting the message to people who had no background in God's way, I was the least qualified of any of the available Christians. God saw to it that I was equipped, but you can be sure that it had nothing to do with my natural abilities. And so here I am, preaching and writing about these things that are way over my head, the inexhaustible riches and generosity of Christ. My task is to bring out in the open and make plain what God, who created all this in the first place, has been doing in secret and behind the scenes all along. Through followers of Jesus, like yourselves, gathered in churches, this extraordinary plan of God is becoming known and talked about even among the angels. All this is proceeding along lines planned all along by God and then executed in Christ Jesus. When we trust him, we're free to say whatever needs to be said, bold to go wherever we need to go. So don't let my present trouble be, don't let my present trouble on your behalf get you down. Be proud. My response is to get down on my knees before the Father, this magnificent Father who parcels out all heaven and earth. I ask him to strengthen you by his Spirit, not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength, that Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I ask him, with both feet planted firmly on love, you'll be able to take in all the followers of Jesus, the extravagant dimensions of Christ's loves. Reach out and experience the breadth. Test its length. Plumb the depths. Rise to the heights. Live full lives, full in the fullness of God. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us, his Spirit deeply and gently within us. Glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus. Glory down all the generations. Glory through all millennial. Oh, yes, glory to God.
Go ahead and start the video, Rose.
I can come up and start the video, Rose.
All right, so at this time, the kids can be released to Children's Church. And go with Rose and Miss Luetta. We're going to run the rest of the service, kind of how I ran the trip. Really chill and a little unorganized. All right, so we're going to start by just whoever wants to share from the trip, being able to share. Danny Stark, because I think
I'm the old man. I thank everybody here for letting me be a part of it. Been on a few mission trips, and everybody knows that when I went on my mission trips, I had Brucey with me. So it was a little different not having my sidekick, but I had my granddaughter with me and my new family here that just spent so much time together and had so much fun together and really worked our tails off. One of the things that I liked the most was before we went on the trip, Rebecca said that to work on our own spiritual, I forget how she said it. But anyway, we're not there just to work. We are there to work on our own selves. And so when I went on the trip, I had a lot of stuff I was dealing with, and it was a way for me to get back realigned with Christ in the center of everything that I say and everything that I do. I got to do it with my granddaughter. That had been a dream of ours ever since she was a toddler, and that we would go on a mission trip together, so we got to do that. But to get to work with each one of these kids, and Becca, this is my new sister here in Christ. We didn't know each other when we started the trip and became very close with everybody here. And it was just a time of bonding, a time of worship, a time of just getting close and getting God in the center of everything. One of the messages, Ryan, what was it that we talked about that one day? One of the messages on what we were going to bring back. One of the messages that we got to have at the beginning of the every day with 250 people worshiping together, which was amazing, and all the sermons were really good, but it was what we wanted to take away. What did we get out of that? And it just was a very spiritual trip and a lot of fun, and got to do a lot of work. I got to weld with a stick welder that on galvanized, if anybody knows anything about that. So they bring me this welder out. All the ends were frayed. I didn't even think this thing worked. We had to put all new wire on it and plugs and everything, because they brought it out and they're expecting us to weld. And it was a little dangerous. Okay, it was a lot of dangerous. And it was an enjoying trip, joyful trip, and very spiritual for me.
One of the themes of the trip also, which we had to remind ourselves, was flexibility and adaptability. A lot of the circumstances were not perfect circumstances. Plans changed a lot, and we just needed to remember to be flexible no matter what their circumstances were and adapt. And I just want to be very thankful for this team because they were amazing at that.
Thank you. So just to add on to a little bit of what Danny was saying about the welding, the way they hooked it up is that when he was welding, it kept breaking the, what is it called? The breaker. It kept blowing the breaker. And so one of the guys that works at the church walks over and he takes the wires and he just sticks them straight into the, the circuit, like the power meter. And I'm like, oh, that is a no-no in the U.S. But he just did it and it worked out. So, yeah, that was very flexible of them to be able to do that and not shock somebody. But, so we did a lot of work. It was really cool. Danny and I got to work together a lot on the wall that you saw up there. Excuse me. And we were doing something called stucco, which is like concreting the wall. And I think we did like 1,600 pounds of concrete. So it was like 800 pounds of mix and like 800 pounds of water. And Lawrence, I don't know if he's here, where he's at, but he and Jesse hand mixed almost all of it. They had two little garden trowels. So they were helping us out. They were a huge help to me and Danny to be able to even work on the wall. They gave us all our tools, gave us everything that we needed to get that done. And it was just a really good experience. And going along with what he was saying as well about meeting everybody here, like I know a lot of the people that were here, but I didn't really know them. And it's just wild how sometimes you have to travel halfway across the world to just even know the own people of your own church. It was a great experience to be able to go and get to know and talk to a lot of the people on this trip and hear the testimony of a lot of people, because I think that's really where you hear and see God the most is through other people's testimonies. And so this trip was a great experience to be able to see and hear a lot of different testimonies from people from our church and from other churches. Okay, yeah. So on one of the days, me and Danny were talking about how it's important to go to a trip and working is important, but that's not the most important thing. Being able to talk to the other people of the other churches and the people and build relationships with the people that are there, like lasting relationships. And so the last mission trip I went on, I kind of struggled with that because I really wanted to just work the whole time and just keep my head down and just keep working and working and working. And I get a little bit frustrated when other people weren't. So that was a big goal of mine, was going to this and work hard, but don't let that be the main thing that I'm doing. And so one of the days we were working on the wall, and a guy named Jorge, who works at their church, came up and he was trying to help us with it and kind of show us how to do it a little bit. And it was kind of, he was messing up our rhythm a little bit. And so he also didn't speak any English, so we were playing a lot of charades while trying to do this. And so we're working on the wall, and he would kind of come, and he'd help for like maybe 5-10 minutes, and then he'd leave, and then he'd come back maybe 20 minutes later and work with us a couple more minutes and then leave. And so Danny was saying, I think he's kind of bored. Like, he doesn't really have a whole lot to do right now because everybody else, he'd already went and helped everybody else. So he said that we really need to make sure that we're taking this time to get to know him. And I can't remember what word you said. It was a good one. But we need to make sure that we are witnessing as well as working. And so next time Jorge came around, we made sure to really include him in our process, and then he was able to work with us the rest of the day. And so it almost kind of, I don't know, when he said it, it kind of set off in my mind, oh my goodness, like I started to go back into that slope of I need to be working, and I was getting away from the witnessing. And so Danny said that, and it was a really great opportunity for us to be able to work with Jorge and get to know him. And it actually grew our relationship a lot with Jorge, like that day. So it was really good that Danny brought that up.
I think that's a reminder that a lot of times, like in our day-to-day lives, like we're just trying to accomplish a lot of tasks and we kind of miss God and like the everyday routine of life. If we make being a follower of Christ more about relationships with the people you encounter in your life. You can experience God probably in a whole new way. It's easy to be intentional to get to know somebody when you're forced to be with them for 7 days and sleep with 12 people in bunk beds in a dorm room, eating all your meals together. It's easy to be intentional to get to know these people, but we have a lot of distractions in the real world and a lot of excuses in the real world that can take away from us being intentional with the people we interact with in our lives. So I think just another takeaway from what you guys are sharing is that we can do a better job as Christ followers of being intentional to build relationships with the people that we interact with every day.
So sometimes you wonder, like, it's just a week, you know, how much could I really do to, you know, help or be, you know, share Christ? But really just, like, something I've learned is just to trust God and know that he will always provide. So we were in San Barrio one of the days, and it's kind of a rougher part of town. We were walking through, and we had brought in, well, Becca had, you know, told me about some suitcases of soccer balls and basketballs. And so I was like, Clayton and Trevor and I just went down with the suitcases, and there was only like one or two kids down playing at the basketball court. And so I just start pumping them up with the hand pump, and I give them to a couple of the kids and tell them, Jesus te ama, which means Jesus loves you. And they're just kids pouring in after that. And I was like worried. I was like, I'm going to run out of balls. Like, I would hate to turn anybody away. But it was just amazing how all the kids that came in, I was able to interact with them as much as I could. And then there was just enough balls for every single kid, and no kid was turned away. So that was really cool to see God work in that, and that was probably the highlight of my week. But just meeting all the people and just being able to see Christ move in the worship that was in Spanish and just seeing God everywhere was really neat.
Hello, I'm Jessie. I'm Danny's granddaughter. When he told me about this trip, like almost a year ago, I was like, oh, I'll have my nursing license by then. This will be great. I'll get to do like the medical side of things while he's doing the construction, and we'll just get to, you know, do what God has called us to do. And so when I went on this trip, the medical team gathered together to kind of figure out what everyone's roles were going to be. And when I was in high school, I did 2 years of dental assisting, and then I just had like a hard time with the teacher, and then I just like kind of fell out of things with dental, and I decided to get my nursing license. So I was like always asking myself, why did I go through that for 2 years to get nothing out of it? And we went on this trip, they kind of asked like, oh, we don't have anybody for dental, who wants to do the dental exams on all the people that come through the clinic? And I kind of just raised my hand a little bit, and I was able to see over 150 dental patients that week, and with Christina, which is not here, and we were just able to give out toothbrushes and toothpaste and just ask them, like, are you having any pain in your mouth? And it was just, I think, like, one in every five people would say, like, yes, I do. And then we were able to, like, kind of look, and we could see some, like, abscesses and tell people, hey, you need to go to the doctor to get some antibiotics, or just like tell them, like their kids, like you could just see the rotting away of their teeth because they don't own a toothbrush. So just being able to do God's work through that just really opened my eyes to see how good we have it here in America. And just even with the language barrier, like with worship and hearing it in Spanish and in English, there we just felt the power of the Holy Spirit. I mean, he was there, and there was, you know, we were all there together in Christ, no matter the different languages. But it was just so good to be with all this group of people. I thought we just had so much fun together, and we were able to just build relationships with one another, and it was just life-changing.
So I was also able to serve in the medical clinic for this trip, which was a really amazing experience for me as a nursing student. I have one more year left. I start in the fall. And so starting this trip, I was kind of wondering also what kind of role I would be able to serve, because I don't really have my degree yet. So we got there, and like Jessie was saying, we were deciding who would get to do what for the clinics that week. and I ended up working at the table with Becca for a little bit, doing vision screenings, which was assigned to me because from my little bit of Spanish I know my alphabet, so I could tell if they were reading the right letters on the chart. And I wasn't too sure about that at the beginning of the week because, you know, I hadn't really done a whole lot of that before, and I was just wondering how God would work in that way that seems so small. But as the week went on and our medical group, we got to go to a different church every day. It was just amazing to see all the people that we did, 150 plus, and to see the different churches, how everywhere that we went, you know, we spoke different languages, but we all worshiped the same God. And no matter what I was doing, what we were doing, it felt a little bit small at the time because I could, you know, do their exam and I could say, you know, I think you do need glasses, but there's not a whole lot I could do. I just recommend that, just knowing that we're making a little bit of a change in those people and doing what we could. And again, just like letting them know that people love them, God loves them, and that we were there for them was really amazing. And just being able to be there with these people, like everyone has said, like we go to church together, I've known all of them for so long. It does take a lot sometimes going to a whole different country to actually get to know them. So I'm super grateful for all of them and helping out. I'm super grateful for Becca for organizing this. I feel like at least I was a little bit nervous going into it, but she was a great leader. She led us well, and it was amazing.
I forgot to mention this, but the medical team, one of the doctors brought some, like, a speech therapist, a physical therapist with them, and we came to find out that they weren't believers in Jesus. They didn't know what a missions trip was when they were asked to come. They just heard, oh, there's going to be a medical clinic, and they both spoke Spanish, so they came, and they were going to be the translators. Well, when they got there, none of the preachers spoke English. Like, they had to get everything translated for them. And so the main guy, Kurt, he was the speech therapist. He walked with each patient around the medical clinic to see each station. So they'd start at, like, dental, vision, blood pressure, and go through the whole line. And he's translating all these words. Well, on the last day, one of the preachers wanted to just give his thanks to us. And Kurt had to translate what he was saying about God. And he, whenever he was trying to think of the Spanish words for everything to relay back to us, he didn't know how to say, like, preacher or heaven or just like simple words like that. But by the end of the trip, Kurt came up to us at the end and he said, I want to do this again. Like, this was amazing. And it was just, you know, we were able to bring people to Christ through this trip. So it was just really great.
Yeah, it was amazing to see a non-believer like translate and pray and like the Holy Spirit like work through that and like work in his heart, and it was awesome to serve with them.
Hi. I went with the medical team all week and was able to cut hair. I've done it one time before. I was in beauty school, so I didn't really know fully what I was doing. The last couple of mission trips I've been on, I don't really, like, I don't lift weights, and I don't run. I don't feel like I can lift all the heavy things, or I can definitely paint, but there's some, like, there's tradesmen that go. There's people who know how to work with concrete. There's plumbers that go, electricians that go, and they're able to give their trade to really help these churches. So it was amazing for me to be able to use my trade and what I do for my work to serve. And any mission trip is a cool experience to be able to humble yourself like Jesus would, or like he would want us to, and serve these people. So I did a lot of homeless people's haircuts. And it was funny, one guy, I had a Google Translate app, so I would just hit the conversation button, and we could have a full-on conversation as long as they could read. But if they couldn't read, I would have it speak to them. But he was trying to tell me something about his hair. Basically, he was just embarrassed about the amount of dandruff that he had on his head, and he was kind of hesitant about me cutting his hair. He wasn't going to go to the medical clinic, but they said, Molly, you should try to encourage him to go through the medical clinic. And by the time he left, he had a super cool haircut. He had a bottle of shampoo to take with him, and he went through the whole medical clinic and was smiling. The pastor was able to pray with him. So it was just beautiful to be able to humble myself, to serve, and to see God working And one thing I like about this organization in Quintro is we're not just going to communities, helping, and then leaving. We are working alongside these churches. We're serving alongside the church members. We're serving alongside the pastors. Like, they might not have the money or the resources to be able to fix up their church, but we were able to bring the money, and they were able to buy the resources, so that way, even after we leave, they can still use their church as a community building and just minister and serve and bring other people to Christ long after we're gone. There was something else I was going to say. Oh, one of the questions they asked was, how did you see God working, or how did you see God moving while you were there? And like what Jesse was talking about with the worship that's in a couple different languages, that's always beautiful to hear the worship song that you know and love, but hear people crying and worshiping in a different language at the same time as you. But also they worship so passionately, and they pray huge, big prayers too. Like, they're not just praying for this person to feel better. They're praying for, like, miraculous things for God to do, for God to move in their community. So it really encouraged me to pray powerful prayers, pray strong prayers, and pray for big things, because we have a big God who can do big things. So if I think of anything else, I'll grab the microphone again.
So we had four teens with us on the trip, and they deserve a round of applause. They do. I'm so proud of them. Try not to cry, but especially Jesse. I mean, he worked right alongside Ryan the whole week, and I don't know. He just worked really hard, and we saw a lot of growth in him throughout the week, and we're all really proud of you. And not to take away from anything that the other teens did, I mean, you guys were really amazing on the trip, and you're the next leaders of the church, and you can lead right now. The girls, and even Jesse, they help, they all helped with VBS, and not VBS, they helped with VBS in Costa Rica, but they also helped with VBS here at our church. They help lead in children's church when they can, and I don't have to ask, they just show up, and it's great. So really, these are the teens of our church, and they're doing amazing things for the glory of God. And so you should be encouraged and inspired for, like, the next generation. It's really amazing to see God work through their lives. And they were encouraging to me to see how hard they worked and how well they worked together. Evan is really good at doing the church clap, too. So I had to highlight that.
Where's Trevor and Clayton at? Come on, guys. You guys should be up here with us. These two guys, they worked their tails off. They got to work with the kids. They got to come and paint and help with the wall. They pitched in everywhere. I was really, really fun working with them. It was a good time working with them, and just a lot of good memories. I can't believe you guys aren't up here.
Hello, I'm Evan. I was part of the kids who went down to VBS, and one of the things I really... two of the things that caught out to me was, like, on Thursday, one of the kids thought he could be able to take a, no, it was Wednesday, thought he was able to take a Frisbee home that day. And then seeing that how much he was just excited to take a Frisbee home. I mean, he was just jumping around, having, like, real excited. And then we had to told him that he would be able to take it home Thursday. And then seeing all the kids being able to get items from us, like, small little gift bags, it just showed me how much something can mean for them. And on my dad's behalf, who is not here because he's going to go to the Brickyard with my brother, who paid for it, for him, his dad, he was working with Danny, and he was like, it reminded him of working with his dad, just handing him, being able to pass stuff to him, and being able just to have that connection again of working with someone. I mean, that I can tell how much he loved this trip, just from him saying that, and then also working with Jorge, who was there. I mean, and then also give, I just want to give him big thanks because he was the only adult who took all the teens ziplining. I'm very thankful for all that because I would go back to that place and do it again in a heartbeat. Loved it very much. One more thing. Kaylee thought, you know, they had a beanbag race. She said she would beat me. We did it 3 times. I won every single one. And at some point, she wanted to push me. Yeah.
Okay, we're talking about Lawrence. So going on this trip, I was thinking, oh no, I'm gonna be working with Lawrence. He's a geek, all he knows is wiring. I'll tell you what, he was the best guy I've worked with in years. I mean, every time, he thought, before I reached for something, he was handing it to me. He was holding the welder up on his chest because we didn't have a ground wire to reach the welding where I needed to be grounded at. So he's holding the welder, sparks flying all over him. I'm up on top trying to weld. It was a nightmare, but every time I turned around, he was there. He mixed every bit of the mud for us. He was amazing. I would work with him again anytime.
While they were shouting out Trevor and Clayton, if you guys ever get to play a game with Trevor Snavely, he is one of the most competitive people in the game that I've ever met. We played this game where you smack the quarters down on the table and you have to try to guess which hand the quarter's under. Every time he would get it, woo! Scream. It was hilarious, and I love playing games, so we all had fun at night playing games together, and Danny loves to play cards, loves to play games. He was teaching us, what did you call it? It was Rummy Cube, but he called it Rubby Cub. So we played some Rubby Cub with Danny. But also, I loved getting to know Danny. He's, I'm sure a lot of you guys know him, but he was amazing. His personality sets the tone, and every day he set the tone with joy and with positivity. When they asked all the teens to come forward and worship, like, some of the young kids went, and Danny was right up there with them in the front row to worship with them. So it was amazing, and let it be an encouragement to you that if you feel like I'm too old for a mission trip, you're not too old for the mission trip. We had a couple people go on a mission trip with us that were in their 80s. So, yeah, and Quintro is intergenerational, so, but yeah, okay.
So one more quick thing. I can't speak for anyone else, but I'm sure they probably have similar, experiences. I just really felt like stretched, but in a good way. There's times where I was definitely uncomfortable, put in different situations, but being able to be flexible and patient was definitely something that had to be done. And it's not so much, we were able to do a lot of work, but it wasn't so much about that. It was just like the building the relationships was really neat. And just being grateful for what we have here, because we have it so great in the U.S. But just being able to show love to the people and build relationships was amazing, so.
Sorry, things just keep coming back to me. But before we all went on this trip, we were all just talking about the things that we all have going on in our own lives and the ways that we can change. Well, one of the messages from the sermon was, when you leave this trip, come back and live like you're living here. Don't just come back and be set in your same ways and live in, you know, regret. Just be positivity and light to those around you. Because, like, I know my grandpa, losing my grandma 2 years ago, it's just been so hard on our family, and then just like the curves things can throw at you and the judgment you get from people, and it's just, he was such a light to all of us there. I mean, you couldn't tell he had one thing going on with him, but we're coming back, and we just, you know, we're living the way God's called us to be, and I think that was the main takeaway from the trip, is that we just can't keep spinning and spinning in this role of, you know, living in the lives of others. You got to live for God.
All right, anybody else want to share? I've got one thing. Okay.
One thing that I'm very grateful for this trip was Molly, who was gracious enough to let me get a haircut there. Yep. I'm thankful, and I like you did a very good job with the haircut. Thank you. Yeah. Oh, my mom had no clue I had the haircut the whole week. And we got home. I like won something. My little brother, he saw it because he's had problems sleeping and like waking up in the night. So mom did not see it. So got up in the morning, walk out, see her laying on the couch. I thought she was asleep. And dad was there saying she was up, so I just tapped her. Huge, like, oh my. And then that same day, we also went to go see my grandma, who was in a hospital, just got out of a knee replacement surgery. So we got there, and she was, like, a little oozy, because she just got we got there when she was done with the surgery, so like her reaction wasn't really the best, but it was definitely meaningful. There's something I forgot something. One other thing. This was my first mission trip, and also it's the first time out of the country, so I was just like nervous on like getting out of the country. I thought I was just gonna do something wrong in customs, especially coming back here because it's more strict here. But like, it went like it was like 10 minutes, five sometimes, and it just got right through. And one more thing, I want to be very grateful for God for doing is being able to all of us getting on the plane to Baltimore, because I mean at least me, Trevor, and Clayton, we got through the little small security we had to go through. And we booked it, didn't we? I didn't even get to put on my shoes until we got to the gate.
Yeah. When we landed in Baltimore for our connecting flight, customs, the line to go through customs was very long, and we already had a very small window to get onto our flight to come home. And I told Danny, because Danny was in the front of the line, I said, "Hold the plane." And we were all praying, and we literally all had to sprint all the way across the Baltimore airport. And they held a plane, I think, for 45 minutes. And I don't, was not a typical thing. So just by the power of prayer, we made it home.
I was laying on the tarmac. We weren't leaving without him.
All right. Well, again, I just want to thank everybody for the prayers for this trip, whether you supported us financially or in prayer. We appreciate it. It really was, I think, a life-changing experience for a lot of us. And I just want to end with one more word of encouragement. I encourage you guys just to seek God in all the little things in life, and be intentional with your relationships with the people you come in contact with, and be open to what God might be calling you to do. Put yourself in uncomfortable circumstances. Put yourself in circumstances to be brave and to be stretched and to grow, because God is not going to, He's going to use every circumstance for His glory and to stretch you and to grow you. So if that's one thing you can take away from the service, and also just be thankful that you don't have to eat rice and beans and hot dogs for breakfast every day.
Or peanut butter and jelly.
I can't believe nobody talked about the rice and beans. We were so sick of rice and beans.
We ate a lot of rice and beans, so... all right, I'll just go ahead and close this in prayer, and I think if the worship team wants to come up, we'll get... Oh, no worship team.